Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The center fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Alozic. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dave Wickersham. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbukett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbukett. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Causey reaches second base with a double. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic takes first base on ball four. Seaburn moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schilling moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field. Cimoli picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cimoli. Schilling scores. Geiger moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Geiger scores. Yastrzemski scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. Clinton moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud takes first base on ball four. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Geiger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simulai hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Schilling, who tags Simulai, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Lump reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Malzone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton strikes out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a fly ball into center field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-1 in the game. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a line drive towards first. Seaburn catches it and steps on first to double up Schilling. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0-for-1 in the game. Wickersham hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Malzone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Diego Segui now pitching. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bressuit strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Seaborn reaches second base with a double. Lump moves to third. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alozic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Alozic reaches second base with a double. Lump scores. Seaborn scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzahn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 2 in the game. Monbouquet takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Schilling strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Monbouquet moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser pinch hits for Diego Segui. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Thies now pitching. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Malzahn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bressoud hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simile. Bressoud reaches second base with a double. Clinton goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 3 in the game. Tillman hits a fly ball into right field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Dick Raditz now pitching. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Aluzik strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Causey. Schilling moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Cimolai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 3 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Dave Thies. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.